Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Ready, man? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we are all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
You okay over there? It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And Alex is in Vegas. Or sorry, well, out in California, I think. Somewhere pork chop.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yeah. She is out there for a wedding. The Egyptian's brother, I believe, is getting married. So It's going to be a big shindig. She'll be back on Tuesday. Live the Web Girl. And by the way, I don't know how everybody gets vacation except for you and me, pork chop. But she is in Hawaii.
Ooh, must be nice.
And you and I are in the good old USA doing our Joe and Alex Show thing. But my wife, Lindsay, is a special guest co-host today. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. It's good to be here.
Wow. You know, a lot of people were concerned that you'd be coming in to guest co-host.
I don't know why. I've done this before. Not here. But...
we are very concerned.
Very concerned?
I feel like bad because we've been doing behind-the-scenes stuff, like getting ready for the show. Like, Lindsay will be doing the garbage coming up in a few minutes. And I feel like we're kind of, like, you know, bitching at each other and saying stuff. And I just feel like Porkchop's watching, like, a married couple fight, kind of. He's like, jeez.
Nah, you know me. I'm just chilling over here doing my thing.
I'm good. I've been practicing not swearing. Like, I'm prepared.
Yeah, you cannot swear. That is a big rule for radio. Hey, up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story, we're going to do something later called AMA. Ask me anything or almost anything. And we're going to let you ask pretty much anything you want to ask my wife, Lindsay. It could be about me, about the show. Maybe how does she feel about pork chop, Alex, or the web girl, whatever it is.
Ooh.
Get your question in right now on Instagram, on our story, at Joe and Alex Show. So how was your day yesterday, Lindsay?
I mean, it was good. It was busy. I worked my day job that I'm going to go to after this today, too.
Wait a minute. You have to work this morning and the rest of today?
I do. I'm working hard.
What time do you get out tonight?
See, Joe does not appreciate how much I work. I'll probably be there until like 5 tonight.
You've got a 12-hour day? I am so sorry. Then you got to go home to Joe?
I know.
18-hour day.
That's a vacation.
Coming home to me is a vacation.
Okay,
what about you, pork chop? How was your day yesterday?
My day was so good. I am a little worried about my car, though.
What's wrong with your car? Your charger.
Yeah, so I was driving in this morning. And I had the heat on, but it was, like, blasting cold.
I hate that.
No, but it wasn't, like, a warm-up. It was, like, when I almost got to work, and my temperature gauge was starting to lean towards cold. So I think there might be something wrong with my radiator, or maybe I need radiator fluid or blinker fluid or something.
Man, too bad
it's probably the blinker fluid.
Yeah, hopefully.
Too bad you didn't win that HQ trivia truck.
I know, the Chevy Silverado.
You could have just thrown that thing away and not worried about it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, all right, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
I'll get you an electric blanket like I got the girls.
And that'll be my heat, yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
So how was your day?
My day was good yesterday, man. I'm still trying to get used to being back at work. Is anybody else struggling with that?
You do know it's Friday.
I know that, and we're halfway through January, it feels like already, but I'm still just trying to get my crap together. I can't sleep right, but man, I've been doing this like boxing thing at Title Boxing Club. I go to the one, it's Title Boxing Club Glendale. It's really cool, and I do these classes, and I don't know, Lindsay went with me last night. It's a 60-minute thing, and I only did about, I think, 25 minutes of actual moving around because it just kicked my butt so hard.
Mm.
I can't handle it. But it was really, I was dripping in sweat.
It's an intense workout.
Then it should make you tired and you should go to sleep easy.
Well, that and the melatonin I popped last night did the trick.
Yes, love melatonin.
Hey, we got a lot going on. You should stick around just to hear if my wife messes up or not because she'll be doing the garbage coming up in a few minutes. Find out what's going to be in that and everything else going on this morning on the Joe and Alex Show next.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chris Pratt is kicking off the new year trying to lose some weight on something called the Daniel Fast. He posted an Instagram update about it yesterday.
Day 3 of the Daniel Fast. Check it out. It's 21 days of prayer and fasting. And it's going to coincide also, coincidentally, with the Lego Movie 2 junket. So by the time you see me, I'll probably be hallucinating.
Okay, so I'm guessing this is biblical, because at first I was like, wait, he's doing the damn Daniel diet.
Yes, it's based on the fasting experiences of the prophet Daniel in the Bible. And according to the website, when you're doing this, you only eat foods grown from seeds. So vegetables, fruits, and whole grains.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
No meat or animal products, and you can only drink water. No coffee, pop, alcohol, anything.
All right. I would need God's help to do that, because I need my coffee.
Indeed. Lots of prayer. Women's rights group Ultraviolet is going to be flying a plane towing a banner over Sony Music offices today, protesting R. Kelly and asking them to drop him. Of course, this is following all the sexual assault allegations that have been coming out against him. So they're flying this plane over at 11 a.m. West Coast time.
I wonder if somebody's going to ever do something. You know how usually PETA will go where somebody walks out of a store and they're wearing fur and they'll throw paint on it? I wonder if somebody's ever throw like Mountain Dew or something yellow on R. Kelly when he comes out of a place. Like, shame! Shame!
And finally, Tim Tebow got engaged to his girlfriend, Demi Lee Nell Peters. She was 2017 Miss Universe and Miss South Africa.
Nice. Yes.
I think Tim Tebow and Alex share something in common, right?
Well, they're virgins. They're waiting till they're married.
Yeah, and Tim Indeed. Tebow's getting married?
Oh, dude.
He is.
Dude. She's a lucky lady, because he's going to be, I mean, he's not going to know what he's doing, but that guy's an athlete. I mean, I kind of wish I married him just to see what it's like.
Hey, you can't say things like that with your wife here.
She would say the same thing, too, but I'm happy for him.
Yes, I mean, she's gorgeous, too, so I think he's the lucky one. But he posted a picture on his Instagram of him proposing and said, "Thank you for saying yes and making me the happiest man in the world. You're the love of my life, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you."
So cheesy.
Yay. So sweet.
So happy.
And that's The Garbage on Radio Now.
Thanks so much. That's Lindsay, actually my wife, filling in for Alex today. That was good.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, I want to hear from you at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539, or you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. What is worse, in your opinion, double dipping or the 5-second rule? Like if you saw somebody double dip, or if you saw somebody have something fall on the ground and they picked it up and ate it or put it back in the bowl after 5 seconds. We'll do that next on Radio Now. Good morning. Hey, we're live on the radio, Lindsay. You got to be aware of that.
Sorry. I'm new to this. My headphones were twisted up or something.
Oh my gosh. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And live in studio, it's me, Joe. My wife, Lindsay, is here filling in for Alex, who's out of town for a wedding. And producer Porkchop is trying just to keep the show afloat. How's it going so far? Do you think we'll make it?
I already need my 5th cup of coffee. I don't know about y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
Stressing me out. We need marriage counseling up in here. No, I'm kidding.
I would love for you to join in this conversation. I know it's early, but I want to hear from you. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That is 833-563-2539. Here's my question for you. I'll give you the scientific answer in a second, but what is worse? Double dipping or the 5-second rule? Double dipping or 5-second rule? What do you think is worse? Producer Porkchop, you worked in a restaurant, so I feel you know a lot about the food.
Yeah.
What do you think's worse in your opinion?
In my opinion, let's see, I'm slightly OCD-ish. I think it bothers me more when people double dip.
Really? Like, what about like if food got dropped in the back of the kitchen? That wouldn't bother you if they picked it up after 5 seconds?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends. I mean, obviously if something hits the ground, I mean, there should be no double dipping going on at a restaurant, though. You can't really compare both that way.
I'm just thinking of an actual restaurant. Or let's say you're cooking at home, you know, and you drop something in your kitchen and you pick it up within like 6 seconds.
Okay, if it's between me at home cooking and that happens, or seeing one of my guests double dip, yeah, it would be the double dipping that gets me the most. Like if I'm at Applebee's working and, you know, something drops in the kitchen, obviously that's number one. That's going in the trash. Okay. But if I see like someone eating at their table and they double dip and I don't have anything to do with it, that doesn't bother me.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Lindsay, does either one of those bother you? Like one more than the other?
I like how you said, does either bother you? Because I think you already know neither of them do.
Yeah.
I do not care.
What?
Yeah, Lindsay, my wife, is gross as hell.
Food is food. I'm going to eat it.
I know, but that's absolutely gross. All right, let me throw out some stats here and we'll take your calls. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. They say when it comes to double dipping or 5-second rule, if you double dip a chip, you contaminate the bowl of dip with bacteria. If you drop food on the ground, you pick it up and eat it, you know, thanks to the 5-second rule, it'll get bacteria on it. But what's riskier? Well, according to a food scientist, dipping twice is the worst thing to do because you're putting it back in there and more bacteria. He found when you dip a chip into a double dip bowl, it picks up way more bacteria than when someone has not double dipped. And also he said, since those germs go from one person to a person, we're talking things like the cold, the flu, you could give somebody a cough, all kinds of things. And they're saying when it comes to dropping things on the floor, for example, like if it's on a carpet, most things are absorbed right directly into the carpet, so it's not even that bad. Me personally, 5-second rule, because unless it's a wet thing, like if I drop like a bunch of Cheetos or Doritos, I'm just blowing those things off. They're going to be totally fine.
See, I think the 5-second rule bothers me more because a lot of floors are just really gross.
Oh my God, you see somebody just blow their nose, they don't wipe their hand, then they go into your chips and guac. You see the finger go into the guac. You know you got booger guac now. How is that not disgusting?
Who's sticking their fingers in guac?
Oh my God, everybody gets guac on their fingers. Have you never been to a party? Marissa, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's worse to you, the 5-second rule or is it double dipping?
Good morning. Actually, I kind of agree with what you're just saying. It kind of depends if it's sticky, and if it was like my clean floor at home, I'm okay with that. You know, if it was like you said, like a chip. So I would honestly say double dipping is the worst.
No, I agree. Can you imagine being married to somebody, Marissa, like my wife, Lindsay, who doesn't have a problem with either one of those?
Right. Well, hi, Lindsay, by the way. Welcome to the morning show.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Marissa, thank you so much for calling in. You're welcome to our party anytime, okay?
All right. Bye.
Have a good one. You can let us know on Twitter. We'll put that up there, at Joe and Alex Show. What is worse to you, double dipping or somebody that breaks the 5-second rule?
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. Don't go anywhere. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, follow us. We are on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And I mean, like, follow the show. Go follow me, Joe. Follow Alex, who's at a wedding on the West Coast. Follow Liv, who's in Hawaii. You can see what's going on with her. Follow Producer Porkchop, who I don't know what he really posts on his Instagram. What do you post up there?
I actually don't post much anymore, and I haven't lately because I've gained 45 pounds.
Oh, God, girl.
Since August.
Okay, well, I was trying to really drive people to follow your Instagram so you could have like 100 followers.
Well,
but
I mean, here's what we're going to do. If I get more followers, that'll give me confidence that they want to see me, and I'll post more pictures.
Maybe a nude photo, just covering yourself.
Probably not.
Listen, we got listeners that want to see that. Either way, you can find out what we got available. We'll show some skin right now at Joe and Alex Show. Let's get into it. Time for you to get your news on. It's Joe's Need to Know News. Well, Porkchop, I got to bring you in on this one. And actually, my wife, Lindsay, who's filling in for Alex today, you drove a little bit for Lyft, so I'll get your guys' thoughts if this happened. But an Uber driver's been caught using racial slurs on video. It seems like there's something new every week. But a woman in Davenport, Iowa, recorded video of an Uber driver using nasty racial slurs while driving her to her destination. The company has taken action. They removed the driver's access to the app. Kiara White, who is a black lady, posted the video on her Facebook page, says her white driver started arguing with her after she corrected him for driving the wrong way. This guy, I guess, two times in a row kept on going down a one-way street.
Whoa.
Wow, that's terrifying.
I would be like, dude, are you drunk?
Yeah.
What are you doing? And apparently things kind of got out of hand, and this guy, listen, we only know one side of it. I don't know what she said to him like before to start this, but this is where it picks up, and it's okay for the radio, but this guy's pretty racist.
Just like a monkey.
He's calling her a monkey.
Where were you born at? Freeze Point, Mississippi? come up here, mm-hmm. the slow.
This is the racist motherfucker ever experienced in my life.
That I've ever seen too.
He mad because he can't read a map. Listen to all this. This is an Uber driver.
Yeah.
He drives Uber though, but he's talking about me. He drives people for a living. This is a slave. He's a clown. Man. But he's working for me right now. He's getting my money.
Hey, you get out.
At my destination.
Why don't you get up and swing on that pole for me?
See that?
That's
look at that.
People are good for.
He's, I mean, this thing goes on and on and on. So
that
it's
is
like
awful.
I can't even imagine that. And listen, I know racism's out there, but it's like, I just can't believe it's like there's somebody's that racist. It blows my mind. Maybe it's because I don't hang out with racist people. You drive for Uber still sometimes in the side pork chop. And Lindsay, when she first got here, when I started the show, the Joe and Alex show, she was driving some Lyft too. You guys ever have an experience?
No, actually, I've never had any bad experience. And this is why. Well, and first, in my opinion, I think they're both wrong. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
So the driver first is obviously wrong because when I drive, you know, I'm very carefree. I tell people, if you want me to go a certain way, tell me. I'll go that way. If I'm doing something wrong and I'm driving them, tell me and I will correct it. I won't get mad. There's no reason to get mad. And then secondly, I think this lady's wrong is because she kind of started antagonizing him by filming. At this point, if this is happening to me, like someone's, I'm saying, you know, if you don't mind, could you please stop the car? I'd like to get out.
But also, though, too, don't you want to get proof that somebody said something?
Sure,
I don't
know. Okay,
maybe as a white guy, doesn't offend me, like, hey, cracker, no. Like, I don't care. But I mean, like, from her, don't you think that's a good thing she recorded that?
Yeah, I'll get my 1-2 seconds of proof. And then, like, you know, she's like, no, you need to take me to my destination. Are you kidding me? If someone's driving me and slurring racial slurs at me, I'm doing, you know, like, don't kill me. Don't go crazy. Just please, nicely, I would like to get out of the car. Thank you. I'll still give you a dollar tip. Like,
oh,
just
you
let
a tip?
Me, just, yeah,
you
anything.
Are too nice.
No, yeah. Just get me out of the car.
I'd be giving your ass a 1-star review.
I would. I think it's good that she got the video to, like, to have the proof so that he would get fired or whatever. But I would have gotten out of the car, too. Not only because he's, like, saying terrible things to her, but also if he's driving the wrong way down one-way streets, I would be like, I'm out of here.
Exactly.
Okay, now let's go to some good news here that everybody can love. My wife, Lindsay, who's co-host today, has been asking for a long time for us to get a Costco card,
mm-hmm.
and I've kind of been hesitant, haven't I?
Yeah, Joe, if you listen to the show, you know Joe's like the cheapest man in the world, so.
Yeah, you do have to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, today after the show, we're going to go get a Costco card. Here's why. Costco just started selling a 27-pound bucket of macaroni and cheese.
Ooh. Yes.
It's 6 gallons, and it's 180 servings. It's got a shelf life of 20 years. If you want one, it only costs $90.
But I need to know, like, does it come in the box and you have to cook it? Or, like, is it a big box of Kraft?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm hoping it's already done, because I'm too lazy to actually cook it. It's just $2 a serving, though, or $90 per serving if you eat like my wife, Lindsay. unfortunately, though, I checked it out online. It's sold out already. So
we're
going to have to get our membership and try that again. And I love flaming hot Doritos. Like, Cheetos, I mean. I love those, even though they stain your hand. Well, I kind of let it slip. There's a new chip hitting shelves today. Flaming Hot Nacho Doritos. Yes! They're putting the same dust from Cheetos on nacho cheese Doritos.
I like Cool Ranch better.
I wish they put them on Cool Ranch. That, oh my gosh. I've done stuff where, like, who was that one little rapper? Little Xan, where he had, like, the hospital issue because he ate them so much.
Oh.
I'm willing to go to the hospital for Flaming Hot food. Mm. I'm all about that.
Sounds like you should get some money for an endorsement or something.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get an endorsement for sure. I need this. I don't know if we can do it as like a Valentine's Day gift. Tell me if you guys would want to throw in some money. Samsung just unveiled a 219-inch TV, calling it the wall.
219 inches?
It's 18-something feet.
Whoa!
Yeah. I actually saw a picture of this. It's incredible. Like, it really does take up an entire wall.
Isn't, like, the typical wall, like, 10 feet?
Well, I don't know how tall it is in the sky. I think it's wide.
Oh,
it's
gotcha.
A width. Yeah,
TVs are measured on the diagonal.
So. Oh, okay.
Somebody has to be smart. Thanks for bringing the room down.
Sorry.
They also have a model which is decent size, 75-inch.
Okay.
I get down with that. They unveiled it yesterday in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. So they're both going to have 4K micro LED technology, which they say, because I don't know what the hell that means. It creates a brighter image that uses less energy. So that's kind of cool. And finally, how are you guys doing with the government shutdown?
I haven't been affected, I don't think.
Yeah, I have a friend, actually. He's an air traffic controller in Houston, and he's dealing with that, my buddy Nick. So shout out to Nick if you're listening this morning. Actually, he's still working. He's just not getting paid.
Well, hopefully he's not listening, and hopefully he's directing planes.
Yeah, but listen, if he is, it's okay. Here's my thing, though. Congress, there's some people that are still doing things and introducing bills. Did you guys hear about this one? It's perfect. Even with the government shutdown going on, Congress is still working, at least some are, on introducing new laws. One of them is a federal legalization of marijuana, a.k.a. House Resolution 420. It's actually the House Resolution number 420. Like, what
no
are the odds?
No way. Yes. I see now.
Yes, House Resolution 420. The bill is actually titled the Regulated Marijuana Like Alcohol Act, and it would remove cannabis or marijuana and weed from the Federal Controlled Substance Act. So,
wow.
Someone's been sitting on that just to time in that would be the resolution.
It's like, can I do it now? No. Okay, this is the perfect time. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com. Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Got myself Joe here today. Producer Porkchop doing his usual thing. Alex is taking a couple of days off. She's going to a wedding on the West Coast with the Egyptian, her boyfriend, Liv the Web Girl. I don't know how the hell she has this many vacation days, but she's also on vacation in Hawaii. So filling in for those ladies is my lady, my wife, Lindsay. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. The question at hand is this. Tell us about your gross fast food experience. Something you've seen. Maybe it happened to your food or to something crazy that went down at a restaurant. Oh, we'd love to hear it. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This happened the other day, this audio I'm about to play, in a McDonald's in San Francisco, where we usually don't hear too many crazy stories. Usually the crazy ones come out of Florida. Well, a man, probably not right in the head, walked in right when they opened up for breakfast time with a giant, bloody, dead raccoon. Probably got hit by a car or something. And this guy, I think the funniest part of this gross video is just this guy describing it. He's doing, like, color commentary. Listen, he swears a lot. I beeped it out, but it's so damn funny.
This brought a dead raccoon in the McDonald's. Look at this. That dead in the mother. Got rabies like a. That's crazy. They ain't gonna bring it in there where the food at.
He's upset. He wants his food.
You so mother stupid. Look at this. This mother with the raccoon on the table.
He's not happy.
He coming up. This got him on the table, bruh.
He's just looking in the window.
And he getting up leaving now.
It's a raccoon just sitting there.
Look, he leaving now. Look at this. Wow, this bring a dead ass raccoon into McDonald's. This crazy, boy, I tell you, only in San Francisco.
Is that what's going down there in San Francisco? The San Francisco treat, a little bit of a dead raccoon?
That's crazy. I don't know how or why that happened.
Like I said, the guy probably not right in the head, might have a problem, might have an issue, but he brought it in, they opened up, and he just put it at the table. It looks like I got ran over like by a car or
that's
truck.
Absolutely
or something.
Disgusting and terrible.
Yeah, they had to shut the restaurant down for about 5 hours, and they brought the Board of Health in there too, and they cleaned everything, they disinfected, so it's safe to eat now. But it's like, what's the grossest thing that you've seen at a fast food place, or maybe something you found in your food at a restaurant? 833-JOE-ALEX. I got a little more audio I want to play of this guy.
Only in my San Francisco. To come get him something to eat before he go to work. Look at this bull. This dead over there. He brung him in there. This right here. Boy, I done seen it all.
I mean, this guy, all the time he's spending yelling and cussing and swearing, could have went next door to like Burger King, or maybe if there was something else that was available.
Somebody need to call 911 on this dumb. He gonna bring a dead raccoon and put him on the table.
There you go. So I don't know if you've had any experience like that guy in San Francisco, but if not, I don't think you could really complain about anything bad that you've seen happen or that's went down for you. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, coming up next, I saw this story. It's actually what we talked about yesterday for Ask Alex with the girl whose boyfriend had a death. His cat named Dog died.
Right.
Well, there's actually a service out there that this lady's offering for pets, and I'm kind of wondering if anybody would actually pay for it. It's kind of tied in. It's like, what are the odds? It's coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and my wife Lindsay is filling in for Alex, who's at a wedding out in California for the next couple of days. That being said, for today, we're going to do AMA, Ask Me Anything, but it'll be with my wife, Lindsay. So you can ask her about me. I mean, you obviously hear me talk about her all the time on the air. Maybe it's something you want to ask her about, what she think about Alex, pork chop, just in general. Only questions you're not answering is how much money I make, and other than that, I think I'm wide open. I don't know what she'll answer, but she might have some nose. But get on our Instagram story right now and follow us at Joe and Alex Show so you can take part in Ask Me Anything. We'll also take your calls too. Our number 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'm a dog daddy. My wife Lindsay, she's a dog mom. We got our dogs Benny and Paddington. I know producer Porkchop, you got dogs and cats. You got a full house over there, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
What do you got? Like,
I've got a cat. And a dog.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, my cat's name is Tony.
Hey, Tony.
And my dog's name is Chloe. She's half mini pincher, half chihuahua.
Well, tell me if, God forbid, those animals passed away, if you would do this. Okay, I'm sorry to make it so sad, but there's a college student in California who's a taxidermist and is turning dead animals into teddy bears.
Into a
teddy bear. Could you imagine our dogs being a teddy bear, Lindsay, if they're dead?
I mean, I snuggle up with them every night, so.
No, I wouldn't and I couldn't. I think it's a great idea. Some people could probably use that, like our guy yesterday.
Yeah, which is crazy for Ask Alex. This guy had a cat, which he named Dog, which is where it gets confusing, and it's been dead for like a week sitting around the house, and the girlfriend's like, what the hell are you going to do with that? You can check out the podcast at joeandalexshow.com. But the reason I bring this story up is a 25-year-old woman. She's called a rogue taxidermist out in California, and she focuses on the artistic side of the industry instead of just petrified animals mounted, you know, like a trophy on the wall. Her animals are soft and arrangeable like teddy bears. I don't know how she does that, but I guess maybe you could move the arms and the legs? That's so weird. Most of them are sourced from people in her network of animal lovers around the U.S., including grieving pet owners who don't want to say goodbye to their animals. If you asked for this, Lindsay, I would say hell no. I love our dogs, but I'm not going to have a stuffed animal of my dead pet around. That right there, to the extreme.
Yeah, I like the idea, and I think that there are people who would go for that. I think for me personally, it would be too weird. As much as I love our dogs, I love them more than anything. But
well, I know you love them more than me. That's been apparent before. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear we're on the same page. Hey, let us know. Would you have your animal that you love, obviously, dog, cat, whatever it might be, put into like a teddy bear? Would you actually, you know, if it was a decent price, pay for that? Let us know. Give us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Also coming up on the garbage, could this childhood favorite of mine be the next TV show to get a reboot? I desperately hope so.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We got Freak Show Friday coming up in about 10 minutes. After we're done with Freak Show Friday, AMA, Ask My Wife Anything. Yeah, Lindsay is filling in today for Alex, who's at a wedding. Also, she's doing the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly's career doesn't appear to be taking a hit from the documentary that came out last week about his sexual assault and kidnapping stuff. He made a scheduled appearance at a Chicago nightclub last night, and less than an hour after it opened, they were turning people away.
Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess.
It's amazing. There's so much outrage, but yet people are wanting to go there. Like, they still want to see R. Kelly. They still like his music, even though he sounds like he's a monster, everything we're hearing.
Yeah, that's insane to me that people are still supporting him after everything that has come out. Moving on to happier news, 90s babies rejoice.
When I wake up in the
Gosselaar, who of course played Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell, was on Watch What Happens Live, and he talked about how the cast would definitely be open to a reboot of the show.
I'd be open to a possibility, but no one has approached us with any sort of tangible project. But I know that we'd all be open to possibly reprising those roles. We had such a fun time with Fallon, doing that little skit with him. Again, there's nothing tangible. It's always been just a desire for it and an idea, but nothing real.
Okay, well, but what would they do, though? Like, what would be the premise?
Oh, I've already got it. We know Zach and Kelly are married because their wedding was a special episode of Saved by the Bell. So okay. It can be about them and their family, and their kids can be going to Bayside High. And in the sequel series that came out, Screech was working there as a teacher. Mr. Belding was still the principal. I'm sure they can find places for the other cast members. It can be like the next generation.
You know what? I was wondering what's been going on with Screech. Maybe we need to get him a job. So maybe we can make this happen. That'd be kind of cool.
Yes. If anyone at NBC is listening, please, 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 please make this happen. And finally, this is so extra. Travis Scott gifted his daughter Stormy, whose mother, of course, is Kylie Jenner, a chair made entirely out of stuffed animals. And this chair is probably worth upwards of $25,000.
Dang, $25,000 for a chair?
Yes. Kylie posted a video of it on her Instagram, and it's actually a super cute video of Stormy sitting in this chair. The Brazilian designers who created the chair, the Campanas, they have similar designs selling online for between $15,000 and $25,000. This chair was probably worth even more because it was part of a display at a gallery in Miami during Miami Design Week.
That's probably where they saw it at.
Yes. And a representative for the gallery said, the limited edition series sold out during the run of the fair to an international clientele of contemporary art collectors, including Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner. But they said, to protect our collectors, we don't disclose pricing. But with it being limited edition, probably worth even more than the designs that are available online.
All right. So, that is Lindsay filling in for Alex this day and also on Monday doing the garbage. Thank you.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, we've got Jared on hold. And he's got a hobby that he's really passionate about, which, you know what? That's good. You should be passionate about stuff. But does it make him a freak? We're going to find out. Freak Show Friday is coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
She's a very freaky girl. Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on, get your freak on.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and if you want to be part of Freak Show Friday, all you have to do is follow us on Twitter and Instagram and send us a direct message on there. You can also email the show for Freak Show Friday or just anything else maybe you want to talk about or think we should talk about or know. It's joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And of course, the number to call in if you want to be on Freak Show Friday or comment, as we talked to Jared this morning, it's 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Hey, Jared, why are you on today for Freak Show Friday?
Hey, guys. It's T-Bob, actually.
Excuse me?
T-Bob. Like you know, Jared's my government name, but my dad called me T-Bob, so everybody calls me T-Bob.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, T-Bob.
Can you put T-Bob up on the screen so I don't mess it up again? T-Bob. All right. Sorry. What's up, T-Bob? Why are you calling in today for Freak Show Friday, buddy?
All right, well, first of all, I don't think I'm a freak by any means. I mean, but people have told me that my passion is freaky, so that's why I'm calling.
Well, what's your passion there, T-Bob?
Yeah, well, I'm calling because I want to spread awareness about beautiful baldness.
All right, well, I know all about that. I'm interested. I'm a bald dude.
I love baldness. I think it's exciting. I think if you're bald, you're a lucky man, woman, whatever. Baldness is great.
Okay. Well,
I don't know a lot of women that would want to be bald, but okay. Explain more here, T-Bob.
Well, I mean, look, all right. It's just great. I mean, it's exciting to me. I mean, you know, matter of fact, me and my girlfriend, you know, we just bought a really expensive ticket to go out of town. And,
wait, how much was an expensive ticket to go out of town?
Well, you know, we spent about a couple thousand. We're going out to Los Angeles and getting us one of them sand puppies.
What is a sand puppy?
it's a sand hub. You guys don't know it's one of them naked mole rats.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, okay, so it's a rat. It's not a dog. I was like, I got dogs. I've never heard of a sand puppy. So you want to get yourself a naked mole rat. Why?
Because they're bald. I told you guys I love baldness. Look, baldness is one of them things. It's just like, you know, in our house, I've got them big pictures, you know, the posters of like Steve Harvey and Howie Mandel. I got them hung up with Sticky Tack all over the place.
Okay. You know,
I got those, remember those old things, those old school things with Chia Pets?
Oh, yeah, they still sell those. There's like a Donald Trump one. There's the people from the Golden Girls. They still make them.
Mm-hmm. I got about 10 of them. I mean, I don't grow the hair out or the grass or anything like that. Because, I mean, they're bald. That's why I got them. You know, everybody says I'm freaky, but, you know, some people like Taylor Swift. You know, some people like, other crazy things. You know, I know... Hey, aren't you bald? I mean, clearly you're married, right? You got a wife. I know she loves your baldness.
Actually, T-Bob, if you didn't hear it today, everybody's listening. Alex is obviously my co-host, but she's at a vacation. She's at a wedding in California, so filling in today is my wife, Lindsay, and she married me, and I'm bald, yeah.
Yep.
There you go. Hey, Lindsay, don't you love that baldness, that shine every morning? Don't you love it?
I guess so, sure.
See? There you go.
I mean, I do like rubbing Joe's head sometimes. Just because it's nice and smooth.
Would you prefer Joe with hair?
I don't know. I've only known Joe as bald, so I don't have a thing for bald guys. Like, I think Joe is actually the first and only bald guy I ever dated, but he's been bald the whole time I've known him.
Exactly. You see, first and last. That's why she married him. He's bald.
T-Bob, I appreciate the love. Now, let me ask you this. Are you a bald guy? Or did I miss that? I mean, or do you have hair?
Well, I got some hair. I keep it short because my wife likes that. But, you know, I try to get it as close as possible. Every once in a while, I'll get it down there. And, you know, but I'm not naturally bald. But, I'm, you know, with age, I'm sure I'll get there and I'm going to embrace it.
Okay, 833-JOE-ALEX. I don't know if you're a freak or not. 833-563-2539.
Now, I guess, I don't know. To me, it sounds a little weird. But some people, when they have weird hobbies like this, it can get them in trouble. Have you ever gotten in any kind of trouble for, I don't know, I don't know?
Well, all right. There's this guy I work with who's bald and, you know, One day he got, you know, a little antsy, I guess, and he reported me to our boss, but not because, you know, I didn't do anything bad. I did nothing bad. But we got into a little mouth off, you know, a little argument about him using Rogaine. He told me he was going to use Rogaine. And I just told him, you know, he's perfect as he is. I don't know why the hell he wants to use Rogaine. I don't know.
Wow. All right.
I mean, I think that's a positive message.
I don't know, like to have a hobby of collecting things of like bald people. I mean, people collect like Mickey Mouse dolls, and I get that. People collect different things, but I also think they're kind of freaky too, in my opinion. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Hey, Jared, or what is it?
T-Bob.
That's all right.
Sorry, buddy. Can you hang on? We got some people calling in. I guess they're gonna let you know if they think you're a freak or not.
Absolutely. Sure thing, guys.
All right, cool. We'll get more of your calls next. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Also on social media, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? Is T-Bob a freak, or is that something that it's kind of a normal, nothing to, you know, do, hurt anybody kind of a hobby? We'll find out next. Let's start it off with Richard. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Richard, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going good. It's a bald palooza this morning. What did you want to say?
So I think this is kind of neat. I was kind of wondering, like, are there other aspects of baldness that you really like? I mean, it could be like you even getting excited about seeing Michael Phelps all shaved up, ready to swim.
Like a swimmer getting ready, okay.
Like a completely hairless body.
Yes. I
never really thought about that, but I guess, I mean, hey, bald is bald anywhere, I guess. So, I mean, you know, and I heard about that. I heard those, you know, the Olympic swimmers, they like to do that because they get faster or something.
There's less resistance, I guess. Now, Richard brings up a good point, T-Bob. For example, do you like people that have, for example, like, I guess that aren't hairy? Like, would you be turned off by, like, leg hair and armpit hair? Like, you want it to be smooth like a baby.
Oh, yeah. I tell my girlfriend all the time, you know, she loves, you know, to shave. And it's great because I know nothing wrong with, you know, some of them ladies like to walk around with hair, you know, in places, but I just don't, you know, that's, I'm not attracted to it. So she knows that, and it's, everything's great, no problems. Like I said, you know, smooth is better, bald is better. Bald is better. That's y'all got. You guys should put that up as your slogan. Bald is better.
All right. Hey, Richard, good question this morning. Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
You guys have a good one. Let's talk to William. William, you're on Freak Show Friday. We're talking to Jared, a.k.a. T-Bob, who says bald is beautiful or bald's the best. What did you want to say, or what's your question?
Hey, listen, Joe, I embrace baldness as much as anybody, but you got to grow the hair out on the chia pet, my friend. You can't leave the chia pet home. It's not cool, man. Not cool.
What do you think about that, T-Bob? Come on, man. I think William brings up a good point there.
I tell you what, man, William, why don't you go ahead and I think if you buy a couple chia pets, grow one out and then have one next to it bald and then call back in and let him know. I'm telling you, I think he's going to like the bald one better.
Will you do that for us, William? Will you go buy one?
I don't got it in me, Joe, man. My chia pets got to have the fro.
All right, hey, I appreciate that. Thanks, William.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. All right, well, T-Bob, I don't know. It seems like you're not that much of a freak, but it's very interesting. We appreciate you calling in this morning and sharing your story for Freak Show Friday.
Hey, guys are great. I listen all the time. And remember, bald is the best. Bald is beautiful, guys.
All right, there we go. Jared, a.k.a. T-Bob, here on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. If you'd like to be on, all you got to do is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Okay, are we excited for what's coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show? It is AMA. That's Ask Me Anything. My wife, Lindsay, is filling in today and tomorrow for Alex, who's at a wedding. And, well, you can ask her any question. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We're also going to pull some, too. We put it up on our Instagram story. If you don't follow us already, it's at Joe and Alex Show. That's next. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Alex is out today and tomorrow. She's out on the West Coast for a friend's wedding, so we have a special guest co-host. It is my wife, Lindsay. So, hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
How's the show going so far for you?
I think it's okay.
Feeling pretty comfortable?
I'm settling in a little bit.
All right, well, it's time to make you feel uncomfortable. We're going to do a little segment. You can get in this conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX, right now. You got to hurry up and get a call in, 833-563-2539. Also on our Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show. AMA is Ask Me Anything. We're going to let you ask my wife, Lindsay, pretty much almost anything that you want to know. It could be about me, it could be about her, it could be about the show. Honestly, it's pretty much wide open, unless there's something, Lindsay, that you absolutely refuse to answer. But, I mean, you have to. We're on the radio. We're open books here. So let me get to some Instagram questions that we've had right now and see what you think. I'll start off easy. What's your favorite thing about Joe? That's what Beck Gree asked.
Oh, probably just his sense of humor. He can always make me laugh.
Okay. How do you feel about me always talking about our personal lives on air? That's from Shawnee.
Oh, man. It takes some getting used to, and there are still some times where Joe says more than I would like him to. So sometimes it's a little uncomfortable. It's kind of part of being married to someone in radio, but once in a while we have a little talk when I get home from work about what should and should not be said on air.
This might be tough for you, but if there's one thing you could change about me being Joe, what would it be?
Oh, it's tough because there are so many things.
Really? Then what are some things? What are the top three things that you would change about me?
Oh, man. I would make you more understanding of other people. Sometimes you can be very, you know, me, 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 and not
me, 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 me.
Yeah. So I would like you to be more understanding. This is for both of us. I wish that we would be healthier, which we're starting to work on, but being healthier so that we can do the things we want to do in life. And probably also to a degree, I wish you were a little less cheap. I mean, I'm all for being frugal, but it's a little extreme sometimes.
Sorry, babe, we're saving that money. I ain't spending a dollar. 833-JOE-ALEX, you can call in if you got a question too. Okay, this one's a real actual tough one here. Out of all of Joe's co-hosts, how does Alex rank among them? Like, what do you think of Alex compared to all my other co-hosts I've had? Because I've known you since I've been in radio.
So like compared to co-hosts you've had in other markets?
Yep, I worked in Evansville, Indiana with a girl named Liberty. I worked in Grand Rapids, Michigan where I met you, and I had multiple co-hosts there like April and Marty and Paul. And I worked part-time in Detroit right out of high school. But I mean, you what do you think? I don't have a huge selection, so how does Alex from the Joe and Alex Show rank?
Oh man, I feel like I have to tread carefully here. I've really liked all of your co-hosts as people. Some of them I've spent more time with than others, just based on where we were at in life. I think Alex is incredibly creative. Like, I don't think you've ever had a co-host who's as creative and maybe slightly bonkers, but that feeds into the creativity as her. So
let's talk to Brandon this morning. Brandon, what's your question for my wife, Lindsay, filling in today for Alex, who's at a wedding?
Hey, Lindsay, I have one question. How many times has Joe said something on the air that really just makes you want to hit him?
I don't count because I feel like that would be detrimental to our marriage. But there's definitely been a few.
Like, what have I done that makes you so upset?
Well, of course, there was the infamous pictures of our messy house.
If you want to see them, you got to scroll really far down.
Wait.
But they're on Instagram at
Joe and
Alex.
You didn't delete those?
No. You just got to scroll really far down to see it. It's because my wife is like a hoarder.
I'm not a hoarder. I'm just messy. and sometimes he goes a little bit too much into our personal life for my liking. So there's definitely been a few instances.
Okay. Well, this one is kind of personal, but Noah asked it. Is Joe good in bed?
I'm not going to answer that. I'm sorry.
Well, if you don't answer it, that means that I'm not good in bed, right? I mean, that's what it means.
Is that what it means? I think
What do you think, Porkchop? If my wife won't answer that...
I think it just means that I have boundaries.
I think you snore too loud. So you're not good in bed.
Yeah, that's true. The snoring... Oh, can I go back? That's what I would like to change about you.
What?
The snoring.
Well, I can't help it. I've got sleep apnea. I'm trying to lose weight and do that, but what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Not snore?
All right, a few more questions.
Sleep in a different bed?
A few more questions. We'll get in here for Ask Anything with my wife, Lindsay. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Also, I'll refresh right here on our Instagram. We have that little question thing up there. You can submit a question, and you can be anonymous on there if you'd like to. Let's see here. Oh, did Joe's gross feet bother you?
Honestly, not any more than anyone's feet would bother me. Like, feet in general really bother me.
But I got some horrendous toes.
But I guess I don't find your feet to be any more revolting to me than any other feet. I just don't like feet.
Okay, somebody asked, what do you do for a living?
I work, can I say where I work?
Yeah, it's, unless your company won't allow you to, sure.
Yeah, I work at the Finish Line headquarters, the office. And I work in the merchandising department, but basically what I do is kind of send inventory out to stores and determine who's getting what product and things like that. There's a lot that goes into my job, but that's the high-level overview description.
Okay, I feel like I put a lot of pressure on you. I'll give you one last question you can answer this morning here for Ask Anything. What is the story of how you and Joe met?
I thought you had talked about this before, but
I have,
not.
But there might be people listening right now.
Indeed,
to the Joe and Alex Show
that
don't know. So from your perspective, tell everybody real quick.
So a little bit of a backstory. We met when we were both living in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is also where I'm from. And Joe was on a morning show there, and I would listen to that show sometimes, and he started following me on Twitter one day.
She looked really hot, so I was like, I'm gonna give her a follow.
Yeah, whatever. I'm pretty sure he was just trying to get more followers. And I recognized him from the radio, so I followed him back. And then one day they were talking about Joe being kind of like a good luck Chuck because his ex had just gotten engaged to the next guy she dated. This has happened to me, I want to say, with at least 7 guys I've dated in the past. They've gone on to marry the next girl they dated.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that your number was that high.
Yeah, and I think there might even be more. But so I replied to his tweet about it saying, oh, my gosh, happens to me, too, so all the time. And Joe answered and said, well, when's date night? Maybe we can help each other out. And we exchanged numbers, texted for a little bit, went on a date, and the rest is history.
Boom. And you've been happy ever since then, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Sounds like it. All right. Hey, thank you guys for being part of that and for getting your questions in. And if you want to send some more on our Instagram story, we can try to answer some of those at Joe and Alex Show throughout the day. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Finish the Lyrics. We're going to play a special edition since Lindsay isn't here. She always yells at me.
I've always wanted to do this.
She always yells at me when Alex beats me when we play the game, so she wants to take me on. We'll do that next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now. Getting kind of serious. Because it's about to go down. We play games here on the Joe and Alex Show from time to time, and usually it's me versus Alex, who's out today going to a wedding in California, or it's the whole show taking on each other. And when I get home, my wife Lindsay always nags me. Actually, even before then, she'll hear the podcast at joeandalexshow.com. She's like, oh my God, how did you get Finish the Lyrics wrong? How did Alex beat you? Oh my God, it was so easy.
That's such a flattering impression of your wife.
Well, try having
exactly what I sound like.
Try having your wife nag you and insult you when you're already mad that you lost. It sucks. So what? You want to play Finish the Lyrics today?
Yes.
You realize
I specifically requested this.
Okay. Producer Porkchop, are you cool with that if Lindsay plays?
Yeah, that's fine. I got some songs ready for y'all.
Okay, cool. Let me go over the rules just for everybody listening for how this works, because you can play along too. Maybe you're next to somebody, and you guys could be me and somebody could be Lindsay. Just take turns. But we each get 3 songs each, so we'll have like 3 rounds. You can listen to the song, because it plays and then it stops, up to 2 times. Then you have to say what the next word is. Producer Porkchop will be the judge, and you'll just say final answer, you know, like taco, if you think the next word's taco or whatever it is. And if we do that right enough times, we have the most points, we win. In the event of a tie, we have an extra song, and we'll go over that. But I just have a feeling today there will be no tie, because there will be total and sweet victory for the one, the only, Papa Pesh. Are you ready to do this, Lindsay?
Yes. I'm nervous.
Well, I knew you would be.
I'm almost as nervous as Jeopardy.
Oof. Yeah, fun fact.
Feeling the pressure.
Lindsay, my nerd wife, was on Jeopardy. There you go. Okay, ladies' choice. Do you want to go first or second for Finish the Lyrics?
I would like to go second.
Oh, smart move. All right. Producer Porkchop, I need you to be an impartial judge here. Let me win. And make fair calls here, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Song number one, play along wherever you're at, is... And this is crazy. Here's my number. I'm gonna get this, so call me maybe. And all the other boys. I gotta hear that again, actually. Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. Come on. But here's my number. So call me maybe. And all the other boys.
What happened to, I'm going to get this.
Shut up, Porkchop. I'm going to say, and all the other boys. I think the next word's try. Final answer, try. Try to change. Yeah! How you like them apples?
You are correct.
Woo! A little 1-0 lead. We are playing Finish the Lyrics. Special guest co-host, my wife, Lindsay. Here's your song, okay?
Okay. Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Don't believe me, just watch. Sorry, don't. Final answer.
Oh, wow, not even here the second time. All right, let's see. Don't believe me, just watch. Dang, okay, not too shabby. All right, we got a tie game going into round 2. Finish the Lyrics. Coming now, follow my lead. Oh, crap. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm going to say if it's if, that last word's I'm, right?
That is correct.
So it's like, I'm in. So it's, I'm in love with your body. So next word is in. Final answer, M, to take the lead.
I'm in love with your body.
Yeah!
That is correct.
How you like that? All right, pressure's on my wife, Lindsay, playing finished lyrics for the first time. You've got to get this. Oops, sorry, fat fingers. You got to get this one to tie it up. Here you go. You can hear it again if you need to.
Yeah, one more time.
All right, listen again.
I'm so... Yeah, I'm. Final answer.
All right, let's see.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, I think Porkchop made these easy for you.
I didn't know who was going to go first or second.
Sure you didn't. But you guys talked about it when I went to go get coffee. All right, this is a tie game. Final round here. Could be overtime. My song is...
This just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirits.
Oh my God, I don't know this stupid song.
Oh, you can't this even... is a great
Wait,
song,
what?
First
you
of all.
You can't even hear what they say. It's like... It's like there's mumble rap, then there's mumble rock or whatever this is.
I love this song.
I love this song too, of and course, I know the words.
Surprised you two do. Here, I need to hear it again.
This just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirits.
I think it's Want. Final answer, Want.
I want to see you smile.
Yeah, give me a high four.
Oh, way to make it dramatic there.
Hey, I do my best. All right, no pressure here, but we are playing Finish the Lyrics on the Joe and Alex Show. Alex is out today. She's in California for a wedding. So my wife, Lindsay, who's co-hosting today's special guest, said, I want to play Finish the Lyrics. And if you get this, Lindsay, you have a tie game and force overtime. If not, your husband, who many would say is the best man in the world, will win the game. And that means he doesn't have to do chores either.
False.
All right, here we go. Here is your song.
Lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Yes.
Play it one more time, please.
Oh, my gosh. You're from Michigan. How do you not
know? I'm debating between two words.
Okay, good luck.
Lose yourself in the music the moment you own it.
This is so perfect. This is her shot right here.
I'm torn between the and this.
Well, it needs to be the exact thing. Producer Porkchop will be the judge. This could force overtime, or this could be a dramatic loss for my wife on Finish the Lyrics.
I'm going to go with the final answer.
Let's see if it's the.
This opportunity comes
this.
Dang it!
Hold on. I beat my wife, yeah! I beat my wife, yeah!
I don't think I would yell that on the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know what?
I beat my wife.
That's a good point.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, joining the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Want to know what's the most annoying habit about your partner? It could be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, or your wife. What are you smirking about?
You just happened to pick this topic today?
Well, there's this list that came out with like the top most like common ones, but I want to know, maybe it's a common one, maybe it's not. What's the most annoying habit? 833-JOE-ALEX, that is 833-563-2539.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
I feel like this could be a dangerous topic we're doing here on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning, it's Joe. We got producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, on vacation still. She's doing her thing in Hawaii. Alex is actually out today and tomorrow. She's going to be at a wedding in Cali. The Egyptian, his brother, is getting married, so that's kind of cool. So filling in for those ladies is my lady, my wife, Lindsay. And the reason I'm worried that you're here is because we're talking about the most annoying habit about your partner, your significant other. Now, they came out with, I guess, the most common top five, and they are the way you chew your food. I mean, that can be pretty dang annoying. If you look at your phone too much, like you're not looking at them, they say that's pretty bad. If you brag about yourself all the time, it's like, oh my gosh, quit being so full of yourself. If they spend money irresponsibly, Maybe they're a chronic shopper, Lindsay, stuff like that. And I actually admit I do this, and I shouldn't. Keeping score in a relationship.
Yes, you do.
All right, so 833-JOE-ALEX. I will get to Lindsay's laundry list of things about me, 833-563-2539. But would love to hear from you. Let's start out with Ross this morning. Hi, Ross. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What is it? What is that thing that annoys you, the habit your partner has?
Good morning. My husband, lovely husband of 6 years, refuses to replace the toilet paper roll. So he's been gone for 4 days, and we have not had a problem. As soon as he gets back, there is no toilet paper on the toilet paper roll, and I don't understand.
What does he do then? I mean, does he just, like, does he get stuck? What if he didn't have toilet paper?
Well, usually when he doesn't hear toilet paper, I hear my voice at the top of his lungs screaming, "Baby! Can you bring me some toilet paper?"
Ross!
And the toilet paper is maybe like 4 feet from the toilet.
Okay, so not that far.
Not at all.
I'm surprised,
so
Joe.
My solution.
Oh, I'm surprised Joe had to ask what he does, because Joe also never replaces the toilet paper roll.
What are you talking about? You're such a liar.
I have gone.
For the record, the toilet paper goes over, not under.
Just- yeah.
Clarification purposes.
Yes, that is correct.
Hey,
I had
Ross,
to think
thank
about
you.
It.
Okay, thank you for the call. Let's talk this morning to Jessica. Jessica, what's your significant other do? Kind of an annoying habit.
Hi. So, say if he gets home early from work, he'll be at home with the kids, and as soon as I walk in the door, he'll be in the same room as the kids, and they'll be completely just making a disaster in front of them, squirting toothpaste all over the floor, or ripping up toys, squirting out water out of the water bottles, and he's just sitting right there in front of him. And I'm walking, I'm like, "What the heck?" He's like, "What?" I'm like, "Do you not see him making a mess?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't even see it." Absolutely annoys the crap out of me.
Oh my gosh, that is
really
great.
Annoying.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Jessica. You can also chime in too, Lindsay, if you like, if you got anything. I'm sure I'm pretty perfect, but if you got something, let me know.
Well, kind of related to that last call, I worry that that's going to be you as a father, because that is you as a dog dad. You don't pay attention to them at all, and then I come home and they're destroying our belongings, or you've left a burrito out and Paddington eats it and then gets sick all night.
I didn't leave a burrito out when our dog got sick. That's totally not the case. A few more calls here. Tim, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's yours?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am going to go with chronic tardiness.
Oh, Lindsay, my wife does that all the time.
Oh, please.
Lindsay, my girlfriend, does that all the time.
It's probably just
and
a
I'm
Lindsay
talking
thing.
About, like, not just, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. I'm talking about 20, 30 minutes, and
yep.
It's all the time. So it's, like, chronic.
Man, tardy. Have you ever thought about breaking up with her because she's so tardy?
Absolutely not. She's adorable.
Okay. Well, maybe she'll give you
a
surprise.
We
like, kind of
balance each other out, because I'm like the person who's in a seat at the movies with his stuff eating already like 20 minutes before the previews.
Oh, and is so she the person like, that gets there as the movie starts? Oh, I hate that.
Well, it's good that she has you then. Joe doesn't do anything to help my tardiness.
Well, what am I going to do to help you? All right, let's do one more call, and you can wrap this up on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. Allison, you're on the show. What's the annoying habit about your partner that they do?
The snot rocket. I can't take it. It's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Where are these snot rockets happening at?
We can walk out. The first time it happened, we were on a date. We walked out of Arby's, and he just snot rocket right outside. I was like, "Dude, there are people around." And he's like, "Everybody does it here." I'm like, "Oh my God." Like, no. No.
Well, there must be something, though, redeeming, because you guys are still together.
Yeah, married almost 6 years.
There you go. You're a lucky lady, Allison. Yeah, no problem. You have a good day. Let us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, if you've got anything.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up in the garbage, what talk show host found out from a public announcement that they might be out of a job? Find out next.
That's one way to find out. Hey, did you know the Joe and Alex Show? They're firing them. What? Filling in for my amazing co-host, Alex, is my other amazing lady in my life, my wife, Lindsay, with the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
So it sounds like Steve Harvey might be losing his talk show in the fall when Kelly Clarkson's new show starts. He talked about this at the Variety Entertainment Summit, and said until they made an announcement a couple weeks ago that they wanted to give Kelly Clarkson the owned and operated NBC networks, that's my slot. He said he thought he was coming back until he heard that. He was a little disappointed that nobody gave him a heads up.
I thought it would have been nice of them to come to me as being the only dude that's survived for them for 7 years and say, Steve, we're thinking about doing this. But no, they just made an announcement. You know, we can't all just hear, you can't make announcements and don't expect to have to hear one yourself. I'm working. It'll be something real cute.
That sucks. I would be pretty upset if I found out that way.
Yeah, sounds like he was a little caught off guard. Keke Palmer took to Instagram to address her former mentor, R. Kelly. She said she was hurt and saddened by his actions. She wrote a long post after watching the docuseries and said she had spent the last hour crying after watching it. And she continued, I am hurt and saddened because he could have been a blessing to these women, but instead he repeatedly took advantage, and that I cannot accept. It's really unfortunate and really sad what's been happening with that. And finally, nobody wants their nude pics getting out. It sounds like a Jeff Bezos may have sent some nudes to his mistress, Lauren Sanchez.
What?
And the National Enquirer claims that they have them, but that they're too raunchy to post.
Do you think he did kind of like the D in a box thing with an Amazon box? Just open it up. It's my in an Amazon box?
Maybe. And they have also said that the two didn't start dating until after their marriages were over, but the Enquirer claims that some of the texts they have predate his separation. So
interesting.
And I thought this was funny too, because he owns the Washington Post. They reached out to him for comment, and he said he supports journalistic efforts and does not intend to discourage reporting about him.
Well, that's interesting. There you go.
Yep. And that is The Garbage on Radio Now.
Thank you so much, Lindsay, my wife, filling in for Alex, who's on vacation.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next, this could be very interesting. How did you get your nickname? This girl got her nickname as Dixie, and this one's going to be kind of for the adults. We'll explain next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX, 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Good morning. Yeah, we're the Joe and Alex Show, and how did you get your nickname? That is what we want you to call in at right now. Or maybe you know somebody, like they did something, and forever, that's what you and your friends called them. That was their nickname. 833-JOE-ALEX, that is 833-563-2539. Oh, how do I say this? I'm going to clean this up the best I can. This is something that I saw on Twitter, and I was drinking my water yesterday. I almost spit it out everywhere. This girl said, quote, since my first boyfriend and I didn't flip pancakes until we were 18, they started dating when they were 14. She said she gave him a lot of special kisses. I think we all know what those special kisses would be. And she said sometimes it tasted awful. And he said it can't be that bad. So I had him put it in a Dixie cup and try it. My nickname ever since then has been Dixie. Oh my gosh. That is absolutely insane. Wow. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. It doesn't have to be like that girl's story, but how did you get your nickname? Lindsay, I call you nicknames that you don't like. I know that.
I know. I would like to know why you came up with these.
I call you Stinky Booty just because I like to call you Stinky Booty. I mean,
why do you think that's okay?
I don't know. I mean, your booty doesn't stink. It's not like that. It's just
I appreciate that.
It's a nickname. I mean, do you have any other nicknames besides what I call you?
Honestly, not really. I mean, my dad calls me Munchkin sometimes, but I'm pretty sure that's just because I'm the smallest person in my family. When I was younger, my cousin used to call me Reading Rainbow.
Why were you called Reading Rainbow?
Because I was an incredibly nerdy child. Now I'm just an incredibly nerdy adult, but I read all the time.
Okay.
I was never without a book.
Joe Alex, 833-563-2539. Let's kick things off with Debbie this morning. Debbie, what was your nickname?
Okay, so my name is Debbie Cream, or people call me Debbie Cream. I stopped eating animal products about
a year and a half ago, but over the summer, someone gave me really hot salsa with chips. So I was like, holy, oh my God.
Yeah, it was really hot.
Something. So they gave me a thing of sour cream and I ate it, the whole thing, with a spoon. So now people call me Debbie Cream.
Oh my gosh. It was that hot?
It was so hot.
Oh,
I started
crying
and I wiped my makeup off on their towel.
Oh my gosh. Hey, that's insane.
Do you like the name or does it bother you?
It kind of bothered me because when I try it, like when people call me Sarah, or Debbie Cream, people get kind of freaked out because they think it's sexual. But then I explain the story and then they're like, wow, you're kind of repulsive. So
yeah, there you go. Aww. All right, well, Debbie Cream, you do your thing. We appreciate you calling in here to the Joe and Alex show. Let's talk to Ashley. Ashley, what's your nickname?
My nickname by my family is Pie. They still call me it to this day and I'm 28 years old.
Like P-I-E, Pie?
Yes.
Why is that your nickname?
My mom was in the hospital and I kept refusing to breastfeed. And they found out that she had walking pneumonia really, really bad and didn't show any signs of it. So I technically saved my mom's life from refusing breast milk. And my grandma had taken care of me while my mom was in the hospital. And when she came out, she was like, I hope she wasn't bad. And my grandma was like, no, she's been sweet as pie. And it stuck then.
Aww. No, I feel like you're so sweet, Ashley. Thank you. Thank you, Pie. Hold on. Let's say bye to Pie. Bye.
Bye, Pie.
Bye.
You have a good one. Eric's on the Joe and Alex show. Tell us about the nickname. Who has it?
So it's not me. It's one of my fraternity brothers. His name is Phil, and we started calling him Tubes, but then we started calling him Fallopian Tubes.
How did that come about? Just to be jerks, or was there something that set it off?
I have no clue. It just stuck, and that's what we've called him ever since.
Does a Fallopian Tube like his nickname?
That's correct. Fallopian Tube.
All right, Eric, man, thank you for calling in here to the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. If you've got a nickname, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a tweet and follow us, too. It's at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, if you don't already, follow us on Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. All right, let's sing it. Okay, I think I'm ready. Time to sing the dummy of the day, everyone.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I hate when my fast food order gets messed up. Like pork chop, if you get something from the drive-thru, do you always check it or you just go home and you're like, ah, crap? Or you just sit there and you hold up the line? What do you do?
I mostly just go. I really should check it.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, I always yell, like, either me or Lindsay, my wife, will go, and I'm like, even I'm hypocritical. I'm like, why didn't you check the bags? I'm like, well, I didn't get my cinnamon roll.
Oh, yep.
It's always so frustrating, but you can't attack an employee, because that's what happened in New Orleans. A woman attacked a fast food worker when they messed up her order. The woman returned to the restaurant shortly after getting her order and demanded her money back. But here's the problem. She didn't bring her receipt. She didn't have one. So the employees, which I don't blame them, said no. Because it's like, okay, I could just drive up to McDonald's right now. Hey, you messed up my chicken nugget meal. So, like, give me another one. It's like, well, you don't have a receipt, dude. Like, where's it at? So they didn't do that. The woman then said, okay, we're going to have a problem here. She actually recognized the lady that took her order, went up, boom, punched her in the face. Employees were able to get the woman outside of the restaurant, locked the door behind them. She then pulled out a gun and threatened to shoot up the place unless they let her back in. I'm sorry, but if you pull out a gun and you're going to threaten to shoot everything, sure, come on in. Hell no, I'm locking the door and I'm running. Gonna run behind that ice cream machine that never works.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so she ended up staying there, and the employees called the cops. And, yep, she was still there when the police arrived at the restaurant, gun in hand. And she was arrested and faces several charges, including aggravated assault with a firearm. So your dumb self is gonna go to jail now over a mixed-up order.
Instead of hiding behind the ice cream machine, you should, like, pour a little cone. Here you go. That'll make it all better,
it's
right?
It's all better. Honestly, if they actually had the cones working, I'd be very happy. That's your Dummy of the Day here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com. Call Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
This makes my stomach hurt. I feel so bad for this woman. I don't know how she is not going to get her money. She needs to sue. But my question this morning from you is, what's the most money that you've won? Like at a casino, maybe on a scratch-off ticket? I want to know, how did you hit it big? Because this woman, she hit it big, but she's not getting it because of a technicality. This happened in Maryland. A woman there thought she hit the jackpot at a casino, but ended up going home with nothing at all because of a typo.
That's not right. That's not her fault.
I know. The woman thought she won thousands of dollars in a slot machine, but when the casino staff took down her personal info, they misread her Social Security by one number. And the Social Security number the casino plugged in actually belonged to a person who happened to owe the state a bunch of money for child support.
No.
What are the odds?
So the money went to the state?
Yeah. It was like, they're like, oh, well, this will take care of the back child support. Thank you very much. Next. So they would not give her the winnings. She explained she never had to pay child support in her life. She instead said they offered her a $200 free play credit and drink vouchers for the night. But she says, I want my winnings.
Can she sue for that?
She has to, right?
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
They didn't say it was a game glitch. Like, the machine broke or it was messed up. They can do it then. But somebody took down the wrong info? Even if she gave them the wrong info of her, I don't know how you can't correct that.
What if it was the worker taking her? I mean, no, I know it was the worker, but what if they were like taking down her Social Security number and they were like, hey, this Social Security number is really close to mine, and it was that guy that owed the child support. He's like, I'm paid off. I'm free.
He's pretty dang smart if he thought of that. I'm not going to knock him for being smart. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. So that lady hit it big. She just did not get her money. But what about you? Did you win on a scratch-off ticket? Did you maybe like win the Mega Millions or Powerball? Like maybe not the big thing, but you got like $100 or a couple of thousand? Or did you do well at the casino? Because I'm always wondering what games to play. When I go to the casino, I've lost a lot of money, but I've also won a lot of money. I've won like a couple of $1,000 a few times.
Wow.
When I play the Wheel of Fortune, the game.
Wait, roulette or the actual Wheel of Fortune?
It's like a slot machine, Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, you spin?
Yeah. And I do that. And it's $1 per thing. So I do the max bet. It's $5 a pop. So I've lost $200 in about 10 minutes, but I've also won $2,000 pretty quickly. So
wow.
833-JOE-ALEX. I want to hear about your winnings, and maybe I can go somewhere this weekend and make that money next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can join in this conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. We just were talking about this lady that won thousands of dollars at a casino, but somehow through an error when they were putting in her Social Security number, they ended up giving the money to a person that owed money to the state, so for child support. So the state just took the money, and the casino's like, well, there's nothing we can do, but we can give you like $200 in gameplay and a drink. Well, that kind of sucks. 833-JOE-ALEX, what did you do? What'd you play? Was it a scratch-off? Was it a casino? I want to hear your story about hitting it big. Let's talk to Ross this morning. I'm sorry. Actually, I got the wrong one right there. Let me refresh my screen. Tanya, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, turn your radio down for me and get your window rolled up. Tanya, what did you play?
I played blackjack.
Okay. How'd you do on blackjack?
I started with 100 and I left with 5,100.
Oh my gosh. How did you get that much money? What'd you do?
At first I played it safe. I started with the $15 minimum until I built it up to about 400, just getting really lucky. And then as the drink started pumping and the fun, I started playing a bit more gutsy and betting $25 and then $50. And I went for a lot of moves most people don't do, like splitting face cards. You know, whenever you can get an obvious 20, it's dumb to split it, but I would just do it anyway because I felt it in my gut. And before I knew it, I had $5,000 collected.
Oh my gosh, we should go to the casino sometime with your money.
Right.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you, Tanya, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to Troy. You also have a blackjack story. What is yours?
Okay, so I went to Cashada in Louisiana with some friends of mine for one of my friend's birthdays.
Okay.
And we went to the club that they have inside the casino itself, and a friend of mine's husband stayed in the high-stakes blackjack table room while we were gone for maybe an hour and a half. We come back, he was down $36,000.
Oh, my God. I would like, kill myself. Oh, my gosh. This is not winning.
She was ready to stab him. So his whole idea was, well, I still have $10,000. I'm going to play until I'm either broke or I'm ready to leave.
Jeez.
So he was like, you have better luck. Why don't you come play with me? So I'm like, all right, well, she's about ready to stab you, and I'm ready for bed. So we're going to bet it all on one hand. We'll go with my luck, and we'll see if we do. Well, I hit blackjack, and I double it and win $20,000.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Now, did you get some of that 20 grand?
I got two of it to keep. The other 18 I gave to his wife so she wouldn't kill him in his sleep.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was kind of one of those moments like, oh, crap, did I really just win $20,000 on blackjack in one hand?
Yeah, that's like life-changing. That's amazing. In the high roller room, because that's not me, I'm the minimum. Do you remember what the minimum was for the high roller table?
The minimum, I believe, was $500 to $1,000.
Oh, you're making my butt pucker right now. This is scary. Hey, that's
trust
awesome.
Trust me, I know. I'm one of those, like, I will do $20 max.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go and blow an entire mortgage on playing blackjack. But he was one of those. He owned his own company. They did fairly well financially. So in an hour and a half, he blew through an entire half a year worth of income. And she was just like, I'm going to kill you. 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Wait till there's no cameras and witnesses.
That's incredible. Hey, Troy, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We really appreciate it. We'll do one more. Is this Tanisha? Hey, Tanisha.
Yes. Hey.
Hey, what was your big thing to hit the money? Because I need some.
It's $7,600 on a lottery ticket.
Really? What lottery ticket did you play or buy?
Bailey 4.
Okay, so that's four numbers, right? That's all you got to do?
Mm-hmm, and I had two tickets, and I played one straight and one combo, and one was $5,000 and one was $2,600.
Oh, my gosh. So does that mean when you're playing those here, sorry, I don't know as much, are you just actually, like, picking out the numbers yourself, or are they just randomly generated for you?
Either way, but I picked mine myself. Somebody told me, you should play this number, and I did, and I won.
All right. Did you share the money with that person?
Well, she played, too, so we both, I mean,
oh,
yeah,
okay,
she
okay,
had her
okay.
own money.
All right, cool. That's awesome. Hey, thanks for sharing, Tanisha. If you have any extra money you need to get rid of, I'm right here, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, cool. Have yourself a good day. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up, we're going to tell you everything happening with the garbage. Don't go anywhere. The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Let's say good morning to Patricia. How good is your morning?
It's going good. I'm on my way to work.
Where do you work at, if you're allowed to say?
The post office. I'm a supervisor.
Okay, cool. Well, do your thing there.
I once actually applied to work at the post office, and I passed the test. I got, an 84.
Wait, what's the test? Patricia, what's this test?
No, you're not allowed. It's actually, you're not allowed to... Well, I don't know. Go ahead.
Are you allowed to talk about the test?
She's not.
I guess. Oh, if you pass the test, you get a job.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, what do you got to do? Lick a stamp? How do you get this job?
Say again.
What do you have to do? Just lick a stamp? Like, what's the test?
It depends on which job you apply for. Like
questions.
Carriers, there's a memorization that you have to take for the test.
Test your skills.
Okay.
Skills in life.
I feel like Porkchop would mess that up and send mail to the wrong place.
No! See, that's the exact point. I did really good. Isn't an 84 good?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks, Patricia. No, okay. Got some good news for you, too. Today, obviously, Friday, January 11th, it's my mom's birthday. So, Mom, if you're listening, happy birthday. But it's also cool. Sony Pictures, they got their film A Dog's Way Home in theaters today. And thanks to them, we're hooking you up, Patricia, with a $100 gift card to Petco.
Woohoo!
Yeah, congratulations. You also qualify for the grand prize, a stay for your dog at Pet Suites. What's your dog's name?
I have two dogs named, I got Brooklyn and then Gizmo.
All right, cool. Well, they have to fight over it, kind of like a chew toy. But hopefully you'll be a big grand prize winner. Hang on the line. We'll get all of your information. Okay, we are out of here. We're going to say goodbye. But coming up on Monday, we do have a Murder Monday, the girl in the bunker. This is going to be really good at 7:30. So make sure you're here for that. Also, my wife, Lindsay, will be in here filling in. So that'll be kind of cool. And we are going to be giving away next week. I'm allowed to say, right? Yeah. We're going to be giving away a trip to the Grammys.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I wonder sometimes, like, we must have blackmail on people, like, to get good prizes. Sometimes our prizes suck. Other times I'm like, dang. You know, what's the deal with that? All right, pork chop, man. I'm really tired. I'd like to go home and go to bed. And, you know, I'm a lazy bum. So why don't we get out of here and say goodbye?
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.